Hello, my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Andy O'Dell, who is CCO of Clutch. Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. So you've had a bit of fantastic news out today. You've just got $5.3 million for your startup, Clutch. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what Clutch is and why people are backing you in such a large way?
Sure. So Clutch is really a platform. First and foremost, and we have two capabilities that stem off of that platform. One is the application that is in the market today that consumers are downloading, and it's really a multi-approach to the wallet. So you can literally virtualize your wallet with gift cards and loyalty cards and rewards cards, rebates, credit cards, et cetera, and then transact those at the point of sale and transact those through the mobile device and find daily deals and coupons and offers and all types of other really meaningful content so that it takes the pressure off of you, the consumer, to go out and find the best deal for the products you want and from the retailers that you patronize and shop. And then on the other side, we take all of the technology that we've built over the past 5 years, and we can reconfigure that and help retailers get into the marketplace with their own proprietary mobile wallets that enable commerce and loyalty and shopping and all kinds of really meaningful things for their particular brand.
Okay, so this is the B2B aspect of the business, the white labeling, is that right?
Correct.
So that's something that we've heard you're going to be developing more in the future, and you've made a couple of acquisitions which have brought you to where you are today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about going from a mobile first company to a multi-channel company?
Sure. So we've always had a vision, and the vision hasn't changed since it was originally conceptualized back in 2008. It's taken us a lot longer than expected to get to this point, but we've not wavered from that vision. And as we pursued this, we realized that in many cases, or at least in two cases so far, it's made more sense for us to acquire technology and talent than it did for us to recreate the wheel, so to speak. So we acquired a deal aggregation platform that enables us to populate and distribute 50,000 daily deals every day into the marketplace. And we have clients that pull that content into their web experience or mobile environment for their consumers today. And then we also acquired just recently, last week, a loyalty platform. And it does loyalty and rewards and gift card. Today they have 3,000 merchants, or I should say we now have 3,000 merchants that leverage that platform in all aspects of business. And what we really want to do in terms of pursuing this vision of what we're calling omni-channel is we want to create a platform that retailers can use that give them a unified experience, whether the consumer is shopping online, in the store, or someplace else on their mobile device. Because the consumer is the same regardless of how they're touching that retailer or where they're accessing that retailer. And we want to give that consistent experience, that branded experience, all the way through that consumer's life. So I can start the purchase process and the browsing process on my laptop, and then I could be in the tube and keeping up with that on the mobile device. And then by the time I get to the store, I can either complete the transaction using my mobile device or just cash out my shopping basket in the store and walk home with my product.
Okay, so can you tell us some of the people that are already on board in terms of clients?
So some of the clients that we're working with are represent all sizes of business. So everything down from the mom and pop to large national and international brands like to a certain extent Harley Davidson, the Body Shop, Michael Kors, the clothier. Pandora, the charm company. There are a host of different companies that we support in one or multiple aspects of the capabilities our platform can now deliver between mobile, loyalty, and gift.
Wow. So in terms of a loyalty competition and a wallet, I guess specifically, you are looking at going head-to-head with the likes of Apple and Google should they get their act together. Do you think that you guys have got that special sauce?
I think we do, but as As an interesting point, we actually have integration with the Google Wallet and with Apple, so we can actually share information back and forth between those platforms. And ultimately, I think what defines our vision and separates us from the marketplace is that the entire philosophy of our approach is that the consumer has the power. And for us to provide and ultimately deploy a platform that isn't fractured at the consumer level, we have to have an open environment. So I need to be able to put any kind of content I want into that environment and pull any content I can find out of that environment. But I also need to be able to communicate with people that maybe operate on different systems. You know, there's not going to be one winner. Google's not going to win. PayPal's not going to win. ISIS is not going to win. Clutch is not going to win. We're all going to have an existence. We're all going to have market share, and we're going to compete for market share forever. But there's no reason that I shouldn't be able to gift something or communicate with something that or someone that sits in the Google environment or the Apple environment or the PayPal environment. There has to be that ecosystem or that infrastructure so that information can flow back and forth. As soon as you put boundaries on that environment, you ultimately can create a negative experience for consumers or retailers.
So have you got international plans?
So we do have clients that are international. We are not yet up and running internationally, although that is on the very near horizon. We have partners and clients that we're in the process of internationalizing for. So we will be international in the very near term. I can guarantee that.
Okay, and so this is obviously a pretty big amount of Series B funding that you guys have got. Can you kind of quantify the opportunity that your investors have seen, where you see your roadmap going?
Yeah, so they believe in the philosophy that we're using as sort of the underpinning for the products that we're bringing to market. There's a tremendous amount of demand in the retail segment for mobile capabilities, but there's no clear roadmap. So a lot of retailers are anxious about, you know, how do I go mobile? It's more than just taking my website and making it mobile optimized. I mean, that's the first step, but that's not the solution. They don't really know exactly, you know, some retailers are looking at it that mobile is a third channel. So I have I have in-store, online, and out of home, and then they take mobile and try and cram it in there somewhere from a business discipline perspective. But really, mobile cuts across all of those segments, because I could be interacting with your brand from my couch, from the tube, or standing in your store itself. So, you know, there's a lot of thought leadership that we're providing to the market. And where we're seeing the most demand is in this mid-tier market, as we would call it, which is really anything from 25 locations to 10,000 locations, depending on the type of business. And you know, they're looking for cost-effective, low-risk, high-return solutions, which is what we bring to the market, because everything is modular. We can very, very quickly iterate and deploy solutions that look like they rolled out of the marketing shop for these individual retailers. And because everything is configurable, they can start out with something very simple and then organically allow that platform to grow and morph in the direction that their product needs require them to, or their particular strategic needs mandate they go. So it's a very iterative platform, which is meaningful for that retail segment as well. Because the likes of Home Depot and Walmart, they're so big and so monolithic and have massive marketing budgets, they'll just spend millions of dollars to build and rebuild and rebuild. But most retail companies and brands don't have that kind of bandwidth, both financially and personnel-wise, which is where we step in as a solutions provider.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate your time.
Bye.